was just leaving the answer to this question a moment ago. I had a solid flow of things, and then some fucking solicitor came to my door and destroyed the flow. I'm like, what the fuck? Okay, so anyway, we've got a 19-year-old woman. She presents to the GP. She's got a yellowish nodule over her Achilles tendon. So she has tendon xanthomas, okay? Total cholesterol, 420 milligrams per deciliter, high fraction of LDL. They are handing us the diagnosis here. There's no confusion, okay? You see this question, you're like, yep, familial hypercholesterolemia, not difficult. It comes down to the mechanism, all right? We look at the answers here. Now, we've got choice A, absence of hepatic LDL receptors, versus choice C, deficiency of hepatic LDL receptors. Those answer choices are referring to homozygous versus heterozygous inheritance, respectively. Okay, familial hypercholesterolemia, autosomal dominant, overwhelming majority of the time going to be heterozygous. So heterozygous, you're going to have a total cholesterol 300s, 400s, consistent with this patient. So this is the answer, deficiency of hepatic LDL receptors. Often associated with myocardial infarction in the 30s, okay? Like they'll tell you the mom died of an MI at 33. Absence of hepatic LDL receptors, you'll get a total cholesterol generally 700, 800, 900, 1,000. And they'll tell you sometimes history of, or they'll just give you a vignette of like a 16-year-old girl who had a myocardial infarction in high school. So that's it for this question, just a deficiency of hepatic LDL receptors, not absence. When we look at choice B versus D, deficiency of apolipoprotein C2 and deficiency of lipoprotein lipase, both of those answers actually are consistent with familial hyperchylomicronemia. Okay, so in that condition, you're going to have increased triglycerides and increased LDL. Now, what the USMLE will do is they're going to give you a vignette. They'll say, there's a tendon xanthoma. You'll see that there's, you'll see the lab report. They'll give you some of the values, and you'll see LDL cholesterol is elevated. You'll see triglycerides elevated, and you're like, oh, like triglycerides are elevated in addition to LDL. That's how you know it's familial hyperchylomicronemia rather than familial hypercholesterolemia. There's also decreased, I shouldn't say decreased risk, but compared to familial hypercholesterolemia, there is not as high of a risk of atherosclerosis and familial hyperchylomicronemia, okay? So the main crux for the USMLE is to look at the lab report and see that the triglycerides and LDL are high. And you say that's hyperchylomicronemia versus if just the LDL is high, that's going to be hypercholesterolemia. So choice apolipoprotein C2 and lipoprotein lipase deficiency, both of those are familial hyperchylomicronemia. And then choice E, increased hepatic production of VLDL, that's the mechanism for familial hypertriglyceridemia. So they'll give you the lab report, they'll show you that triglycerides only are high, okay, and then that's your answer. That's a very high yield question on the USMLE. I've had a student get that question verbatim. Also notable that pancreatitis rather than myocardial infarction is what we classically see in familial hypertriglyceridemia. So you could get a lab report with high triglycerides only, and then the question asks you what could be the most likely development in this patient. You have like choice B, you know, chest pain, choice C, abdo pain, and the answer is abdo pain because of pancreatitis. So also notable that familial hypertriglyceridemia, autosomal dominant, okay? We already said that cholesterolemia, autosomal dominant, but hyperchylomicronemia is autosomal recessive. And yeah, I mean, look, we could chat all day in a school of medicine like superfluous lecture of all the functions of the apolipoproteins and how everything is shuttled and this and that, but the goal at the end of the day is just to get your scores up. So those are the high yield points for this question. Just know the mechanisms of these answer choices in relation to which familial dyslipidemia. That's it.